Hello and welcome to this video tutorial. What I'm going to do today is show you how to create a nice mirror image reflection of this banana on a cool background. Okay, so we're going to bring out the layers palette. This is our starting position. I've got a white background and the layer. If I turn off the background, you can see that the banana is all by itself, so everything's been selected away from the banana. So we're going to go back to the background and we're going to add a new layer above it. This is going to be our gradient layer for the background. So I'm going to bring this out, and we've got two colors here. We've got the default colors, black and white. I'm going to change this one by just clicking on the banana with the color sampler tool, and we'll use that for our gradient. Okay, that's our gradient colors. And I'm going to select the gradient tool, which lives with the paint bucket. And we're going to choose a foreground to background gradient, and it's going to be a radial gradient. So I'm just going to put this on here, drag off to the side, and there's our gradient layer. And that's how it looks. Now we're going to add one more layer here, layer 3, and this is going to be our reflective surface. So to do that, we go back up here, we get the marquee selecting tool, and about a third of the way up, so you're nicely into the banana, you create a selection on that layer. Then you get your paint bucket tool, make black your foreground color, pour it in there. So now we've got the banana sitting over top of this. And deselect it. Where are we now? Here we are. We've added two layers, we've got a gradient here, and we've got the reflective surface there. Now we're going to go to layer 1, which is the original banana picture. Drag it to the new layer icon, and we've created a copy of it. Now this one, we're going to do Control T or Command T, depending on your system, and that creates a transformation. Now right click on that transformation and flip it vertical. So you can see it's kind of all messy in there now. Press the Shift key and just drag that transformation straight down. Now you can see it's under there. Looks like a mirror image, right? And you accept that. So here we are with a reasonably good reflection now. We want to do one more thing before we finish. On this layer, we want to go down here and add a layer mask. So there's our little layer mask there. Then we're going to bring in the gradient again. And we're going to choose the foreground to background. And it's going to be a linear gradient this time. So instead of a circle, it's going to go from soft to dark all the way. And we're just going to put this down here, drag it straight down, and see how it looks. That's a little bit too much. So we'll put it here. Maybe a bit lower we'll start. There we go. We'll take that one in the interest of time. So there we go. This is our final look of the layers we've got. And that's our final picture. It's a big difference from the original. It's kind of neat. You can do this any kind of image like this, and it's a lot of fun. So I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you've learned something. If you want to read the text on how to do this, you can do it at my website. It'll be on the last slide of this video. So you can copy it down or make note of it if you came in from YouTube. If you came in from the site, then you just have to go back to the site. So thank you very much for watching. I appreciate it.